As of yesterday, we've had 100 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Australia, with a reported 22 of these cases having fully recovered. Still, the outbreak has caused a lot of panic, and the best advice given to those who feel the symptoms is to self-isolate. The fear of encountering anyone who might have the virus has made many people take some drastic measures. Over the past few weeks, we've been bombarded with pictures of empty supermarket shelves. The toilet paper roll, of all things, has become highly valued. On average, people use 100 toilet paper rolls in a year, which comes down to 3 or 4 rolls per person over the 14-day self-isolation period. So in this time of uncertainty, people are stocking up. But why? To talk more about this issue, Associate Professor Natika Garg, Professor of Marketing from the University of New South Wales Business School, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on the program.
Now, this is the million-dollar question. Why toilet paper?
This is everyone's talking about it, as you know. And I think several factors have conspired to make this a much-wanted commodity. People were worried, people were panicking, and with this fear and uncertainty, they wanted to stock up because that is one thing they can do to prepare. Mm. But I think toilet paper is a unique category in the sense that its packaging is much larger than other necessities, even say pasta or flour or hand sanitizers in this context. So when it moves, people see it. So the empty shelves themselves were then fueling the scarcity fears, and then social media, news coverage, everything is sort of bringing it more to people's attention. And it's just all of that is fueling this shortage.
And it's kind of a way of taking control, I suppose, the one thing you can.
Absolutely. When you're fearful, when you're experiencing fear, that's what you want. You're experiencing uncertainty and getting control through any means, even if it is by making purchases or feeling prepared, people want to do that.
So is stocking up on the necessities warranted, or do you think it's irrational for customers to be panic buying at the moment?
I think to a certain extent, being prepared, as is suggested, for a 2 to 3 week period is warranted and is a good thing, right? That's not insane amount of buying. But what is happening is that people are not buying for 2 to 3 weeks period. They're buying for 2 to 3 months or more. Who needs 5 packets of toilet roll for a family of 4, you know, for 2 week period?
It's so true. And I found that that figure just before, that you only need 3 or 4 rolls per person for a 2 week period. I'm thinking, gosh, that doesn't really go with the amount of toilet paper, obscene amount I've seen people buying.
Exactly.
They'd be stocked up for a very long time.
I know. And it's funny because Sydney, people complain that the houses are small, there isn't that much space. So I wonder where people are putting all of this paper anyway. You know, where's the space?
Yeah, that's true. So we've definitely seen a lot of emotions in the toilet paper aisle, whether it be the brawls or fights or that feeling of winning the jackpot by being able to get a packet. Why do you think people have been just so emotional about this specific item?
I think there's a lot of fear of missing out. You're listening to all the people who have scored it, and you're listening to people who haven't managed to get it. They've visited, multiple shops. They've lined up at 5 a.m. outside Coles and all of that situation. Like I said, it's also a bigger item. So when it moves from the shelves, it's easily visible. So people are at this point not being rational about this. They are just like, I want my hands on some toilet paper and I need it because it's a necessity. They don't want to contemplate what happens if they run out of it, obviously. Mm. So, it's just coming down to that fear and uncertainty.
And we've definitely seen a lot of reports, and I know in my circle of family and friends, a lot of us have been talking about how this is really unfair to people who can't access able to bulk buy, whether you're, living paycheck to paycheck, or toilet paper is just really bulky and heavy to carry, and not everyone has the ability to carry it from the supermarket.
No, absolutely. And there have been so many stories, right? Toilet paper, facial tissues, these have run out, and people who actually need them, even if it is, let's say, a household with young children or or people who are disabled or people who are sick, they now can't get their hands on it, people, because some other people are sitting on hoards of this product or other products. So I think it is unfair, but I'm not sure if the solution is necessarily to ration it, because that's further fueling this idea of restriction and scarcity of the product.
I guess it contributes to that fear of missing out again.
Yeah.
So let's go into the reassuring angle of things. Retailers and suppliers, do you think they can handle the demand?
I think in the long term it will even out, because one, the market is obviously people who have bought or stockpiled are now out of the market. Second, as we know that most of our production, 60% and upwards, is in Australia, and they're all cranked up to their full capacity to produce as much toilet paper as they could want for years now. So there should be an oversupply of toilet paper in the near future once all of this is ready to go. So once it hits the market, I think people will see more of it. And although I do believe that restrictions might not necessarily help, they will slow down the exodus of toilet paper from the aisle, at least per person. So hopefully, as people become more aware that there isn't a supply issue, there is no disruption to the supply chain, they should calm down.
Yeah, I think that's good advice for everyone. Take a breather. And if you've got plenty of toilet paper at home, you really don't need to get some more. And a good advice is, if you've got some neighbours or someone you know that might struggle to get it on their own, share it around.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. If you've stockpiled it, if you've hoarded it, please be rational. Think about how much you actually need for the 2 month period, even forget 2 weeks, and then share it around.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.